We leave the Thames at Brentford and we climb the Hanwell Flight. Straight on at Bullsbridge Junction, for it's Paddington to the right. At Cowley Beach you go straight on, don't take the left for Slough. For as Benjamin once said, it isn't fit for humans now. Through Uxbridge and at last the countryside comes into view. Now Denham Lock's the deepest lock at near 11-2. There's a gentle climb to Watford, for it's here the locking starts. From Denham up to Batchworth and from Buxton into Harts. Through city and through countryside, from London up to Brum, we're travelling the only way on the Grand Union. Watford town, we say hello M25, and we wave at all the cars parked there whilst underneath we dive. King's Langley is a lovely place, I used to live nearby, and Berkhamsted and Hemel Pass in the blinking of an eye. At Cowrow's Lock the summit starts, named for the village of Tring. It's 3 short miles to Bulbourne, where we start down again. The short on through to Wendover is derelict as can be, but turning left at Marsworth takes you down to Aylesbury. Through city and through countryside, from London up to Brum, we're travelling the only way on the Grand Union. From Pittston down to Slepton now, the fields are quiet and still, but be sure to keep an eye out for the lion on the hill. Through Leighton, Buzzard and Linslade, and down the Salisbury Free, till Bletchley marks the outskirts of the town of Milton Keynes. Now Milton Keynes is not as bad as many people say. There's flowers, trees and open fields to speed you on your way. Then Wolverton to Cosgrove Lock, and with a little luck you'll see kingfishers flying round the Great Ouse Aqueduct. Through city and through countryside, from London up to Brum, we're travelling the only way on the Grand Union. Cosgrove to Stoke Bruin, now the locks start up again. And once you're through Stoke Bruin, better put your headlight on. For 5 and 30 minutes you'll be travelling underground, through Blisworth's mighty tunnel, longest open in the land. Emerging into daylight now, the sky seems awful bright. Straight on at Gayton Junction, it's Northampton to the right. Then Bugbrook on to Eden, where the M1 comes in sight. To keep your noisy company, on up the Bugby Flight. Through city and through countryside, from London up to Brum, we're travelling the only way on the Grand Union. Here at Norton Junction that the Leicester line departs, but we are going westward where the Braunston summit starts. Now Braunston tunnel's crooked, as you are soon to learn. Then it's down the Braunston lock flight and it's left at Braunston turn. The Oxford Canal joins us still at Knapton we turn right. Then down the Calcutta 3 and further on the Stockton flight. Then Itchington to Basket, down to Royal Leamington Spa. Till at Warwick it's the Hatton Locks, the hardest flight by far. Through city and through countryside, from London up to Brum, we're travelling the only way on the Grand Union. Now Hatton's 21 locks are a daunting sight to see, and by the time you reach the top you will be ready for your tea. You go through Shrewley's little tunnels, one's for horses, one's for boats. Past Kingswood Turn, where Stretford bound the Shakespeare lovers floats. Climb up 5 locks at Knowle now, and on to Solihull, where the houses and the factories encroach without a lull. And finally down Campbell locks, through bridges and through bends, you come to Bordesley Junction, where the Grand Union ends. Through city and through countryside, from London up to Brum, we're travelling the only way on the Grand Union. So we've been through 160 locks and 140 miles. Through 7 different counties we've been travelling in style. Through city and through country, from London up to Brum, we say farewell adieu till next time to the Grand Union. Through city and through countryside, from London up to Brum, farewell adieu till next time to the Grand Union.